The Magic Man. What's there to say?
Yeah, well, you know, I know what there is to say is no matter where I hide within the beautiful confines of the Turner Recreation Center here in Kansas City, Kansas, you retro freaks seem to be able to find me each and every week. What is the deal with you?
I'm just good at that.
Oh, well, you're sneaking around here like a little weasel. What do you want with me now? It's always some kind of questions or something.
Well, it looks like you've recruited a new member to your team.
Oh, well, if you want to talk about that. Well, yeah, that's right. You see, the Pockets of Magic Incorporated run very, very deep, you see. And I went to MTV, and I bought the contract of one Dan the Danimal Walsh. That's right, the only real wrestler that they promote on MTV. I got him in my stable in Magic Incorporated, and I brought him here to Metro Pro to wreak havoc and gain some belts.
And he did, even though you were quite involved in the match, but he did pick up a win tonight, which he's been having a problem getting some wins, and now under your tutelage,
Tutelage, that's exactly right, under my tutelage. It's one of my favorite words in the world. Tutelage. Say it three times fast. Tutelage, tutelage, tutelage. You love it, don't you?
But now, at the end of the match, there was something that you didn't seem real happy about. Pete Madden felt that you were interfering too much, wanted Dan Walsh one-on-one, and so they ended up agreeing to a match. But the thing is, if Pete Madden wins, he's going to get 5 minutes with you.
If's a big word. If. That's a big word for even a guy like you, Retro Rick. Let me explain to these fans out here that what's going on here is there's never going to be a time when the Wrecking Ball ever gets to put his hands on the Magic Man. It just ain't happening because he's not going to be able to beat Dan the Dan Walsh. We proved that tonight.
And you seem awfully sure about that. I don't know if, I don't think Pete Madden would be so sure about that.
Well, I don't care what Pete Madden thinks anymore. You know, he started acting all crazy on me and not listening to me. He didn't understand my tutelage. But you see, Dan Walsh, he's under my full control, and so is Kevin X. And when we come back next month with Kevin X, you're going to see some great wrestling action here.